Welcome to this week's edition of Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we're looking at the word pickup artist. After the video went really, really popular about, the guy picking up girls with nice cars in Sandlington, we thought it'd be a good chance to take a look at some English words related to a popular pastime for some men. So a pickup artist is a man who trains in the skills and art of finding, attracting, and seducing women.
所以我们今天聊的搭讪大师或者是搭讪艺术家就是一个非常善于和女生搭讪的男生。
And so the use of pickup in this context is actually slang for making a casual acquaintance with a stranger in anticipation of sexual relations, and actually dates from at least World War II.
So you're actually saying that sexual element is always involved in this?
When we're talking about picking up a girl, as an adult, you go to a bar and you pick up a girl, and that means you're taking her home, probably to have intercourse.
Oh, I thought it would be more innocent than that.
No.
Something like, starting a relationship and you need an icebreaker.
No, I mean, in that sense, it's a little bit different. Certainly, picking up a girl may lead to a relationship, but the point of picking her up at a club or a bar is not, in fact, necessarily thinking in the longer term. And so part of picking up a girl...is having a wingman. So a wingman is a role that a person may take when a friend needs support with approaching potential partners in order to pick them up.
有可能就是这个男生带着另外一个男生，另外这个人是当托，帮助想要去猎艳的这位得手。
In general, a woman's wingman will help her avoid attention from undesirable partners, whereas a man's wingman will help him attract desirable ones. Right, and so what happens a lot of time with the wingman will befriend or talk up the target's partners while the person who is trying to pick up the girl will talk to the girl herself. Now, all part of this process, part of the pickup process, is to hit on a girl. And basically, this just means flirting with her in order to initiate, sexual attraction and more discussion.
So, is this quite a strong phrase that...has sexual connotations
you can say that I'm flirting with a girl. I mean, that can be anything from innocence to, just we're having a bit of fun to, I'm actually trying to pick her up. Now, when you're hitting on a girl, that definitely means that you're trying to pick her up.
Okay, well, we've got that clarified. And also, when you try to pick up a girl, you need to come up with a line, opener.
Exactly.
So what is that called?
So those are called, as you might have guessed, pickup lines. Sometimes they're also called chat-up lines, and that's basically just a conversation opener, trying to engage a familiar person in an actual conversation for romance, perhaps, or even dating.
And that can be very difficult.
Exactly. And so the thing is, pickup lines are the most commonly used by men who pick up women. They can be very straightforward. They can be very subtle. They can be very tasteful. They can be very brash as well. But novice pickup artists are advised to avoid standardized and hackneyed lines. For example, are you an interior decorator? Because when I saw you, the entire room became beautiful.
Ooh, cheesy!
Or, do you have a Band-Aid? Because I just scraped my knee falling for you.
Ooh, kindergarten-ish and gives me goosebumps.
Exactly. So, if you are potential or thinking about becoming a pickup artist, you want to pick up some girls, get a wingman, hit on them, get some pickup lines, don't use those. But that's all the time we have for this edition of Roundtable's Word of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.